GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Let's dive right into the headlines that matter for those of you in the trenches of Web3 development, cryptographic design, and decentralized innovation. First up, a look to the future, specifically 2026, and the evolving role of Web3 designers. If you're in this niche or considering a pivot, your career choices are looking lucrative. A junior designer can expect to pull in around $90,000, while those with the chops to reach principal roles might see figures as high as $300,000. So, what does a Web3 designer do that justifies these numbers? It's not just about making things look good. These designers are crafting user experiences that meld aesthetic appeal with the complex mechanics of decentralized systems. We're talking about designing interfaces that not only attract users, but also respect the principles of transparency, security, and user ownership inherent in Web3. This demands a deep understanding of blockchain technologies and how they interact with traditional user interfaces. Protocols like Ethereum, Solana, and Polygon are the usual suspects employing these maestros of digital design. If you're already in this field or looking to break in, keep honing those skills in blockchain UX and decentralized application integration. The market is hungry for talent that can bridge these worlds. Now, for something that might make you pause mid-sip of your morning brew, Ledger is facing a hefty $500 million lawsuit. What's worth noting here is that this massive figure has nothing to do with any breach of their famously robust hardware. No, the encryption on those nano wallets remains uncracked, secure elements untouched. The drama stems from a stolen customer list. Yes, a database of names, emails, and addresses. Sensitive, sure, but not the kind of breach that compromises your private keys. Yet somehow this information was misused in phishing scams, resulting in substantial losses for individuals like Douglas Kim, who claims to have been scammed out of nearly $2 million. This case underscores the critical importance of operational security and data protection in Web3. For crypto companies and developers alike, the lesson is clear. Securing code isn't enough. Protecting user data is paramount, and how you handle it can become your Achilles heel. Finally, let's talk compliance, or the lack thereof. The Financial Action Task Force recently provided some telling numbers on the global adoption of the travel rule. It's a regulatory requirement for virtual asset service providers to include sender and receiver information with transactions, akin to what traditional banks do for wire transfers. As of now, 83% of surveyed jurisdictions have passed travel rule legislation. But here's the kicker. Only 40% are actually enforcing these rules. This discrepancy between legislation and enforcement creates a patchwork regulatory landscape. For crypto companies deciding where to incorporate, this means a thorough due diligence process is more important than ever. Environments that appear compliant on paper may harbor vulnerabilities due to lax enforcement, posing potential risks to your operations. It's a reminder that in Web3, knowing the lay of the legal land is nearly as crucial as understanding the tech itself. So, what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? If you're a Web3 designer, keep refining those cross-disciplinary skills. There's a pot of gold waiting if you do. For those in crypto security and operational roles, revisit your data handling policies. The next big lawsuit could be around the corner. And for founders and strategists, remember that compliance isn't just a box to tick, it's a critical component of your operational strategy. Keep these insights close as you navigate the ever-evolving crypto landscape. That's your grind for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.